Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 5, verses 7 to 8. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who wait patiently for the rains in the autumn and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Waiting sounds easy, doesn't it? Until you have to do it. Waiting can be incredibly difficult and demanding, especially if you don't know how long you're going to have to wait. Waiting for medical test results, or for a member of the family to make contact, or for someone to repay a debt, for example, can sap your energy and leave you feeling exhausted, disappointed, and confused. The challenge we have to face is that Christians are called to be a waiting people. We are all waiting for the Lord's return, and no one can be sure when it's going to happen. He is going to return, because that's what he's promised to do. In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, after Jesus' ascension, his disciples were assured, "Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." I had relatives who were so sure of the Lord's imminent return that they believed that it was inappropriate to store any food. They felt the Lord might return in the next day or two, and so it was irresponsible to keep supplies. That was taking it a bit far in my view. But God certainly does want us to live with the daily awareness that this very day might be the day of Jesus' return. Israel's a very hot country, but it also enjoys a considerable rainfall. There are two distinctive times of rain, the early rain that starts in October and the latter rain, which falls in May. The farmers can wait for the rain with confidence. In the same way, we are able to live our lives with the certainty that history is in God's hands and that one day Jesus will definitely return just as he promised. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready for Jesus to return today? And if he doesn't, are you willing to wait with patience? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that history is in your hands. Help us to be ready for Jesus' return whenever it happens. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.